For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting started off with a show of support from the public for Old Kye Logistics, a cannabis distribution company. Law enforcement seized a company truck and 1,875 pounds of cannabis belonging to six local growers following a traffic stop the Friday before Christmas. Matthew Mandelker, one of the co-founders of the company, spoke to the board during the public comment period.
It's our understanding that the product has been destroyed, which is an outrage. Just unfathomable in 2018 that we're dealing with this. I'm gonna leave it at that.
I caught up with Supervisor Dan Hamburg during the lunch break to ask him for his thoughts on the situation. He started by saying he wants to find out if the product has in fact been destroyed.
If it has, that's very outrageous. You know, the sheriff wasn't in the boardroom this morning, as he often is, to address why this had occurred. So we need to get to the bottom of why the task force felt called upon to take this very draconian action. I think the board does need to make a very clear statement once it has all the facts at its command and has this, you know, properly before it, to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen again, because this is just what kills a legalization program, is to have people trying to be legal and then get popped by law enforcement when they're doing everything they can do.
So does the board have the authority to demand that of these of the county law enforcement agencies?
No, we do not have the authority.
Old Kye is licensed by the county of Mendocino. According to California Health and Safety Code, marijuana in excess of what is allowed by the city or county ordinance may be destroyed if the chief of the law enforcement agency decides it's too unwieldy to transport and store the substance. It's unclear exactly who that chief would be, though, since several law enforcement agencies were involved. Jake Steele, the driver for Old Kye, was pulled over by California Highway Patrol. Mike Janella, the spokesman for District Attorney David Eyster, said that his office does not yet have all the information about who did what and how. Steele, the Old Kye driver, described the incident outside the supervisor's chambers on Tuesday.
We were just returning to the warehouse, and I was pulled over for a faulty running light. I gave them all proper documentation, and then that's when things started going south for us. So,
one thing that came up at the meeting today was that there were task force members there, and I'm wondering if you were able to keep track of names or badges or
identities. I wasn't given a name or badge number. I was basically detained, and I opted to not say anything without my attorney.
That attorney is Joe Rogaway, who said he tried to speak to a CHP supervisor as well as CHP officers during the stop. He said he was put on hold, then patched through to an operator who told him she could only take down his name and phone number. A CHP spokesman referred all questions to the DA's office. Rogaway continued his account.
Then I contacted the sheriff's office, spoke to a deputy there who advised me that the sheriff's office did not have any vehicles in any stops in Mendocino County at the time of the stop.
According to the sheriff's media log, personnel were dispatched at 8 minutes after 6 p.m. on December 22nd, to assist another agency at North State Street in Pomo Lane in Ukiah, where the bust occurred. Steele was cited by CHP Officer Ogden at 6:25 p.m. He is charged with transportation and possession of marijuana for sale. Steele picked up the story. The second voice in this exchange is Rogaway's.
I was basically left in the dark and told that all my paperwork was, anybody could print this up off the internet is what they told me.
Which is patently absurd. We're talking about an official document with the official seal from the County of Mendocino. I have yet to see any templates available for that anywhere online. And so, again, it's just a specious argument by people that were doing something that was wrong, that they knew was wrong at the time.
The sheriff's office and the task force office did not immediately return calls requesting comment. It's not totally clear who has custody of the weed, since no law enforcement agency provided a signed receipt. I turned to retired Lieutenant Commander Diane Goldstein of the Law Enforcement Action Partnership for some law enforcement insight. She's a former commander of a narcotics unit in Redondo Beach and is currently a critic of the war on drugs.
Law enforcement, both intentionally and unintentionally, are very poorly trained around these issues.
Is law enforcement required to issue a receipt when they seize property?
Normally, and again, it's complex because you have to go back to departmental policies and procedures. This in-field seizure, given the breadth of the size and scope of 1,875 pounds of marijuana, I would have, especially because these guys didn't go to jail, they got a ticket. But who took the evidence? Because whoever took that evidence is ultimately responsible for it.
I asked Dragoway what his plans were.
Well, first, we obviously need to confirm whether or not the evidence was destroyed. If it is not destroyed, then we want to expeditiously get its return. If it is destroyed, then we have to start seriously contemplating litigation. This is litigation against the County of Mendocino, potentially against the State of California through the Highway Patrol. And we're talking about significant compensatory damages because we're talking about cannabis, which is now in the for-profit market.
One thing that seems difficult is figuring out how much it would go for.
But we're also talking about almost a ton of cannabis plant materials. So we can presume a range of value. And the low end of that range is still going to be significant for the county.
If your requests are met, are you saying there will not be litigation against Mendocino County?
If everyone is able to be made whole, that may be an adequate resolution.
Goldstein had a scathing critique and a prediction of her own.
It undermines both the will of the voters and local control because the County of Mendocino issued them their permits and their licenses. And it's going to cost them, from a liability perspective, down the road, this may very well cost them money.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif.